Here is a fact that should stop you cold. A real-world habit formation study found that the time required to reach near full automaticity ranged from 18 days to 254 days, and roughly half of participants had not formed a true habit even after 84 days. That is not a motivational failure. That is biology. The research, published in the European Journal of Social Psychology, confirmed something most financial self-help culture refuses to admit. High-intensity bursts can produce visible short-term output, but they do not by themselves establish a repeatable system for sustained progress. The sprint feels productive. The sprint is not the system. Now, think of the person who decides, on a charged Monday morning, to overhaul their finances completely. They open three budgeting apps, transfer money into savings, research index funds, and journal for 40 minutes. By Thursday, the motivation has evaporated. By the following Monday, they feel guilty enough to avoid the topic entirely. This is the intensity trap, Muntu, and it is the hidden reason most financial goals collapse within the first month. The trap is not laziness, it is a design flaw. When your daily financial practice depends on a motivational peak to activate, it will fail every time that peak does not arrive. And peaks, by definition, are temporary. The key idea here is that emotion is an unreliable engine. Structure is not. The science of implementation intentions, developed by researcher Peter Goldwitzer, gives us the mechanism behind why structure wins. A goal intention says what you want. An implementation intention says when, where, and how you will act, in a simple if-then format. If it is 7 a.m., and breakfast is done, then I open my journal and write one financial observation. That specificity matters enormously. A meta-analysis covering 94 independent tests found that implementation intentions produced a medium to large positive effect on goal attainment. The effect was strongest when people were highly motivated and when the plan used a genuine contingent format. That means the four-step daily rhythm inside the builder rhythm, core truth, reflection, action, journal prompt, is not arbitrary structure. Each element is a situational cue that triggers the next behavior without requiring you to redecide. You are not relying on willpower. You are following a pre-committed sequence. That is a fundamentally different cognitive load, and it conserves your mental resources for the actual work. The hedonic treadmill compounds the problem. After a financial win, a raise, a good investment month, a debt paid off, the emotional high fades faster than expected. So people chase the next spike, more hustle, more intensity, more dramatic pivots. The research on habit automaticity shows the opposite pattern is actually more effective. The largest gains in automaticity happen during the earliest repetitions, then the curve flattens. That means the boring, repetitive middle stretch, the part that feels like nothing is happening, is precisely where the habit is consolidating. For example, a builder who reviews their spending every Friday for 12 weeks is not doing something exciting on week 9. They are doing something powerful. The daily anchor in the builder rhythm exists for this exact reason. The phrase, return to the work, small steps, long view, is not poetry. It is a behavioral reset. It pulls you out of emotional volatility, whether that volatility is excitement or despair, and returns you to the repeatable sequence. One missed day, the research confirms, does not materially disrupt the habit formation process. A missed day is a signal to resume, nothing more. The operational rule for escaping the intensity trap is precise. Reduce the task until it can be repeated, then protect the repetition before increasing the difficulty, not the other way around. The builder rhythm's daily action is deliberately low friction, one concrete step, performable without a motivational peak, attached to a stable daily cue. That is the architecture. Muntu, the takeaway from this first lecture, is not that intensity is bad. It is that intensity, without rhythm, is just noise. Sustainable wealth is a byproduct of emotional regulation and rhythmic consistency, not isolated bursts of effort that burn bright and disappear. The builder who shows up on an ordinary Tuesday, with no excitement and no audience, and completes the four-step sequence anyway, that person is compounding something the sprinter never will. Return to the work. Small steps. Long view.